So, medical marijuana is a done deal. Tell me about the final conference committee report.
Final conference committee report, first of all, I need to say it's wonderful to get this bill passed for the citizens of Maryland, the sick folks who are now going to be helped, the children with epilepsy, people with cancer. Bill passed overwhelming bipartisan support.
I know.
Let me give the numbers.
45-2,
House was 127-9. So if you take the 188-member Maryland General Assembly, only 10 or 11 people voted against it. That means strong bipartisan support across the state. People understand that we have a very responsible, excellent now, workable medical marijuana bill. We think we've outlined all the important issues. We work collaboratively across party lines, across the House and Senate. It's a great victory today for the citizens of Maryland.
There was great disagreement over the number of growers, the number of dispensaries. How did that get settled?
All those things got worked out. We limited the number of growers to 15, and we'll continue to assess, have a number of tools in the bill that will assess the marketplace in the future to be sure that a product is safe and affordable and gets to folks. And on the other hand, that we aren't creating too big a system that goes into areas that none of us want.
Now, will the growers also dispense the marijuana, or are there going to be separate dispensaries?
Both. The growers can dispense the marijuana, and there will also be separate dispensaries. And the reason for that is as follows. We want product to get to patients right away without extra middleman. On the other hand, there may be some marijuana growers who will grow a niche kind of marijuana. For example, marijuana that's very useful for children who have multiple seizures per day. They probably just want to do that and don't want to get...
Charlotte's Web marijuana.
The Charlotte's Web marijuana, correct, Bob, and they don't want to... they may not have the resources to get into a dispensing arrangement as well. So we've left it open and flexible. But the other really important thing that doesn't get mentioned, this bill has a lot of data collection. You know, we've worked very hard based on the information that we have. But we want to have up-to-date information. We want to have real numbers, actual data, and we're going to have that out of this bill. Other states that have medical marijuana do not collect information. So there's a certain amount of... projection that we've all made, but why not make future decisions based on actual hard number experience? One other change in this bill, we expand the Medical Marijuana Commission to include two folks from the agriculture community and also the comptroller or designee in order because of the finance, banking, and other aspects. So we're very forward-thinking. It's a great bill. But apart from all those details, again, the important thing is to remember that there are sick people in Maryland, thousands of them that are going to be helped that have not been able to get.
And I'll ask, when will they get that help, and when will the system be up and running?
The bill goes into effect June 1st. That's very early. We demand that the Marijuana Commission put out all its regs by September 15th, 2014, so people can start making their plans. The growers, distributors can start making their business plans. Physicians can get educated about what they're going to need to know. So hopefully pretty soon after September 15th, we'll have a program. And how soon after that marijuana will come? Hopefully just a few months.
Sometime next year, early next year maybe?
Maybe, or maybe even the end of this year. But we really are compressing the timeline because we know there are sick people right now that are suffering.
That's what I'm asking.
And, they're suffering. And we need to get them that relief without having them be criminals. I think it's a great victory. I want to credit a whole lot of people on this, Delegate Cheryl Glenn, Delegate Nat Oakes, Senator David Brinkley, Senator Raskin, and the first person to put in a medical marijuana bill in modern times.
Delegate Wade Katch.
And Delegate Wade Katch, Republican of Baltimore County in 1980. Well, he's running for another, but Delegate Katch, he was on the conference committee. We thought that was very appropriate. He was the visionary who saw this a long time ago before the rest of us thought it. But we've all worked very hard, and I think it's a good day today.
All right, congratulations. You got to get in because they